Peace of mind is not something you find. It's something you create. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we talk about the proven benefits of meditation that you may not know. Enjoy.
You may be pretty familiar with many of the benefits of meditation touted by scientists, celebrities, and even your friends. But there's something that meditation actually does that many people don't talk about or even understand. Now, I should first mention that many of the benefits you may have heard about are true. Studies have shown that it increases gray matter in the brain, makes people happier, less anxious, helps with sleep, and improves overall mental health. This all sounds good on paper, but it doesn't really explain how. These are all the byproducts of a regular mindfulness meditation practice. What is meditation actually doing that makes you happier, calmer, and more productive? To understand this, let's look at a model of how the brain works. Looking at the TFA model of how our brains work, we see that thoughts create feelings, which then feelings create actions. Or in other terms, our thoughts control our feelings, and our feelings control our actions. Now, this is a simplistic way of looking at how our brains work and how most people function and live their lives. But just bear with me for a second here. Let's look at some examples to better understand how this model works and how meditation affects it. So a person goes through a breakup or divorce, thinks, "I'm such a loser," feels sad, then proceeds to indulge in a bad habit or vice to get through the pain. Another person is cut off in traffic, thinks, "What a jerk," feels anger, then proceeds to lay on the horn and express their anger physically. Now, in each example, there's a circumstance that leads to the thought, but there are definitely times when thoughts surface on their own and lead to a feeling, which then leads to an action. Our thoughts and feelings drive our actions, which inevitably drives results in our life, both good and bad. So now what a regular meditation practice does here is increase the buffer between thoughts and feelings and actions. This can lead to better actions and results, or simply less bad feelings. Now, when someone goes through a rough breakup or divorce and that thought, "I'm such a loser," surfaces, a well-trained mind will notice that thought a lot quicker and notice it for what it is, just a thought. We may still feel pain and sadness here, but at least we do it mindfully and not allow that pain or sadness to turn into indulging a bad habit or vice. Now, when someone gets cut off in traffic and thinks, "What a jerk," they'll notice that thought and watch it until it vanishes. They notice the ego and the self there before allowing it to make that person angry. So instead of feeling anger there, they just let it go. We live so caught up in our own heads, almost on autopilot, that we rarely take a step back to see from a distance what's going on in our own minds. Not only does this help us live more examined lives, it helps us live more presently. So mindfulness meditation is called a practice for a reason. We're practicing noticing thoughts and feelings. We're sharpening our awareness of these objects in consciousness, and even our awareness of awareness. The buffer that meditation adds between thoughts and feelings and actions could significantly change someone's life. We're talking about someone potentially making more and more better decisions every single day as a result of this buffer. Kind of like compound interest. These micro decisions as a result of being more mindful are what makes us happier, less anxious, more productive, and improve our overall mental health. Now, you don't need to be a level 5,000 monk in the Himalayas either to achieve this. A simple 10-minute a day meditation practice helps move you towards this state of mind.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.